You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Helen Scales and Ben Valslet.
If you would like to get in touch with us through Twitter, it's at Naked Scientists, and we'll keep an eye on all of those. Or you can send an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Well, this week we're exploring the role that lasers play in medicine and biomedical research. Later on, we'll find out how lasers are and special tags can make DNA sequencing much faster, and how laser tweezers allow us to look at how cells interact on a one-to-one basis. But first, we're joined by Dr. Martin Austwick from the Medical Laser Centre at University College London. Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
First of all, what sort of things are lasers being used for in medical treatments?
Well, the sort of treatments we do at the National Medical Laser Centre are generally arranged around treating tumours or to conditions which will lead to cancer. That's quite a common specialty for laser therapy.
How exactly are lasers used when it comes to treating cancers and tumours? We've got something called photodynamic therapy, haven't we? What's that all about?
Well, that's right. So the traditional sort of old-fashioned approach to using lasers in medicine is use a very powerful laser, use it as a cutting tool, which is a very clean way of excising tissue. But photodynamic therapy does something a bit more subtle. It doesn't use a thermal laser, it uses a very weak laser. And what that laser does is it activates a chemical, a photochemical, which under normal circumstances is inert and doesn't do anything. But when you shine mostly any kind of light, but we use lasers because they're easy to control, when you shine the laser on them, this drug activates and becomes active. It combines with oxygen in the tissue and creates these things called reactive oxygen species, which can damage the tissue around them. So it's like a very sort of microscopic level caustic burn that we're creating with this interaction of light and chemical.
And what sort of cancers can this be particularly effective in treating?
It's being used all around the world on a whole variety of different cancers. The sort of work I've been involved with in London have been one for focal treatment of prostate cancer. It has been used in the past on the esophagus. There's a new trial being planned on the breast, one on the pancreas. So really, there's a whole range of different options, because if you've got a hollow organ like the esophagus, it's a fairly simple matter to shine the light, put some sort of fibre into the organ and shine the light around it. If you've got a solid organ, you can actually insert a fibre via a clear needle and illuminate the solid organ from within.
Right, so it's not just a case of shining light from the outside. You can actually introduce it into the body. But yep. Presumably, do you have to keep patients in the dark otherwise? Would normal light actually affect them as well?
Well, that's absolutely right. So as soon as typically these drugs are administered systemically, the patient will be injected with them, or they'll take them orally, and then their whole bodies will be photosensitized. So at that point, you have to keep them in, you know, you don't have to be excessive, but it's normally like a dimly lit hospital room. And then when it comes to the time that you want to do your treatment, you take them into theatre or into clinic, and you just shine the laser on the particular portion you want to treat. But on the surface, you can just shine it on a bit of their skin, and right. If it's an internal organ, you can focus the light there.
And in terms of, from the patient's point of view, and in terms of how they're treated and how long it takes, and maybe the after effects as well, does this compare with perhaps more conventional ways of treating cancers, chemotherapy and so on?
In terms of focal therapy, in terms of you treating an individual tumour, the big advantage of photodynamic therapy over something like surgery is that, or thermal laser treatment, is that photodynamic therapy, it tends to target the living cells and not the sort of collagen scaffolding that surrounds them. So what you tend to see is that you kill the cancer, and when the tissue recovers, when it grows back, you still retain a really good cosmetic effect, because the sort of underlying scaffolding of the tissue hasn't been affected. So if you're doing something on the surface, and if you're doing something, you know, for example, on the head and neck, you know, you end up with a sort of treatment that doesn't leave the patient with a lot of disfigurement, which can be really important.
Excellent. And lasers can also be used in another treatment, which goes by the name of photochemical internalization. We've got lots of good words in this in this story. So what's that one about? How does that differ from what we were talking about in terms of the photodynamic therapy?
Well, this is a very new treatment that we're really excited about. What this does, it works in a similar way to photodynamic therapy, in that it's activating a photoactive drug. But also you've got the additional factor of a chemotherapeutic agent. And there are certain kinds of cancers that are very resistant to chemotherapeutic agents. And what this does is it effectively, the chemotherapeutic agent, the chemotherapy drug, will be taken up by the cells, and the photodynamic effect, when you shine the laser, will actually break apart the structures that are trapping and isolating the chemotherapy agents, and mean that these chemotherapy agents get to the cell and can actually do what they're supposed to do, which is kill the cell.
It's a way of injecting it very specifically into particular cells?
Well, it's more a way of preventing resistant cells from being resistant. So it's breaking down the defences of a cell that doesn't want to be treated by chemotherapy.
And
but it is very, very specific, as you say.
Are you using this already, or is this just something that's in development?
There's a very new trial on patient, which has been going for a few months now, in head and neck cancers mainly. I think that's the only one which is being carried out at the moment.
OK, so this is something that we can look towards in the future. Well, thank you, Martin, very much for giving us an introduction to how lasers are used in medical treatments. That was Dr. Martin Austwick from University College London.